Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Miss Ireland Jasmine Gerhardt says more needs to be done to tackle cyberbullying. This is after she herself suffered online abuse. Jasmine is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Jasmine, will you just tell us a little bit about your experience, first of all?
Yes, so thanks so much for having me. I'll let you know a bit about the story. So after I competed in Miss Ireland for the second time, I was subjected to so much abuse online and my account actually got deleted. People reached out to my family and there was pages made about me. There was people basically pretending to be me. So it was kind of a really hard time for me to go through, to be honest. But I think I grew a thicker skin from it, but I just wanted to raise more awareness about how bad that can actually impact someone.
So this was this during the time that you were actually competing at the Miss Ireland competition?
Yeah, that was during that time last year when I was competing and I came first runner up. And a few days, obviously, Miss Ireland was always my dream. It was my third time competing. And when I came first runner-up, sorry, it was 2 years ago, actually, I was obviously devastated. And then to be subjected to all that kind of abuse online, it kind of shook me, to be honest.
Can I ask you a little bit about the nature of the abuse?
Yeah, so there was people writing about, you know, why I didn't win and targeting my family and targeting my life and saying, you know, that my degree wasn't real. My degree is very real. I spent 4 years in law school.
I was going to say, you're a law student, aren't you? It's not an easy qualification to get.
No, very difficult. But I did 4 years in law and then I did a master's in human rights and European Union law. But I guess going through all of that, like I'd be quite a strong person, but I remember my auntie showing me actually all the articles that were kind of written and I remember just being so upset over it because it's not an easy thing. Obviously, my life is completely online and it's transparent to my followers. So I do put myself out there. But, you know, nobody should be subjected to abuse and hurtful comments, and especially people hiding behind the screen. And I think that's the worst of it, to be honest.
And it's very personalised commentary as well, Jasmine. Like it's not easy to take.
No, it really wasn't. And I felt like it was somebody perhaps that I, you know, knew or something like that, because it was extremely personal to bring my family into it and things like this. I mean, my account actually got taken down because they thought, you know, I was trying to impersonate someone else, etc. So it was a really awful time. But I guess, as I said, I grew a thicker skin from it. I don't think that people should be allowed to write those things so defamatory and not have any consequences, because it's easy to pick up your phone and write a nasty comment rather than, you know, go and say that to somebody. Yeah. And it's easy to hide behind a phone or a laptop or any type of device, really, to write those type of comments. And there should be repercussions for those things because, you know, there is serious things that people write and, you know, God forbid, as I said, I do have thick skin, but you know, other people aren't as strong and, I guess, supported as well.
And at the same time, you're not made of stone, Jasmine. You know, like it's
exactly. Yeah. And you know, I try to put out the real me always on social media. I'm very like down to earth, real. And I guess for people to take my character and swing it some other way, it was very, very hurtful for me.
Well, in the first instance, aside from the fact that it's incredibly hurtful for you to read, and I'm sure very upsetting for your family, but you, with your legal hat on, would know it's also defamatory. Like, if anybody said this about somebody or you in a radio show or a television programme or printed it in an article, they'd be sued.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's exactly the point. And that's why, as well, I actually wanted to take legal action to shut these pages down. And I'm still actually in the midst of doing that, because I think allowing someone to write all of those things, and, you know, unfortunately, people do believe what's written online, you know, most of the time. And I just thought, wow, I've put in so much work and I'm very transparent and down to earth. And I try to always be a nice person. And this is the repercussions that I get. And there's no consequence for you know, someone trying to basically tear my life apart. And also, I'm very close to my family, so writing things about my family and my mom and my dad, that really hurt me. Because obviously they have absolutely no part to play. Not that I deserve to be subjected to this, but I guess when you do put your life on social media, you can't always think that, you know, everyone is going to be on your side and kind of have something good to say about you. Yeah. But I do have to say, out of all of that happened, I do get a lot more positive comments than I do negative. And I think it's just the way about dealing with it. But as I said, when that happened to me, I was very shook up and upset. I remember my auntie showing it to me and me thinking, oh my God, do people think this about me? Or who's read this? Or who wrote this even? And why did they write it? Like, what did I do on them? Or did I do something to deserve that? So that was my mindset at the time.
Did I read in the Irish Mirror, Jasmine, that there was commentary about your dad as well, and not long after he was going through an illness at the time?
Yeah, well, I think, to be honest, it wasn't so much about the illness, but it was more about, you know, yeah, it was about my mum and dad and what, you know, our businesses and things like this and really private stuff. Yeah. That I kind of was so shook up about. I felt like, you know, is this somebody I know, or is this somebody, you know, that has, we have restaurants, and I felt like, is this somebody who's, you know, sat in the restaurant and kind of made up their own, I guess, agenda about,
yeah,
our life.
Nearly like and a grudge or something, you know, that it was very personal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it was very personal to me, and even actually someone actually reached out to my mom, pretending to be me and, you know, trying to even scam her. So it was a lot, to be honest, and I do really, really still believe it should be way more regulated, because, as I said, some people aren't, you know, I obviously have my family to fall back on and I'm so grateful for them, but some people aren't as lucky, and, you know, there really is extremes to this type of bullying and it should not be tolerated.
Do you think that we're doing enough? Do you think the government's doing enough with regards to communications with social media companies to prevent this? And or even when comments are made, that they're taken down at a faster pace?
I don't, to be honest, think, no, they're doing enough at all. That page is still up about me online and it's awful. And there's so many other Irish people as well that, you know, that are up on that page and these websites.
That's an OnlyFans page. Is it Jasmine?
No. I think it's called Tattle Life or something like that. But it's an awful, awful website. It's where people can basically go anonymously and write whatever they feel like. And I know there's a lot of other girls as well who, you know, put their life out there and only try to promote empowerment of women and, you know, I guess just get off their feet as well, like, you know, influencers like Charlene Murphy and things like that. And there's so many articles about all these girls on this site and it's disgraceful. It should be taken down or regulated, or I'm not sure, because, to be quite honest, it is really, really, it's mentally draining and it affected me a lot during that time when I was going on.
Yeah. It's you've mentioned that you've looked into taking legal action against some of the, is it the sites or the individuals?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's right that anyone should be allowed to write horrible things about you and your family and not have consequences and hide behind a screen. And this is what this website is allowing them to do. It's allowing them to bash young girls who are trying to make it in Ireland by allowing people anonymously to write awful things about them, you know. So I don't personally think sites like that should actually exist.
Okay, and you want the government to do more about that in terms of policy?
Yeah, 100%. I think there should be regulations as to what, you know, it should be looked at and monitored, because, as I said, there's serious situations where, you know, people take their own life over these things. It's not a laughing matter, or it's not something that should be just taken blasé. It's just really big new tactic of bullying. It's cyberbullying. It's no longer, like, you know, in the classroom. It's now online. And it's also, you know, it's constant. It's not like, you know, you leave school or you leave somewhere and you don't have to see that person or that bully for, you know, till the next day. Not that that's any easier. But this is constant. This is like hand and phone. They can write whenever they want. You know, you can never just switch off from it, I guess. And nobody should go through that. I mean, it's not a nice experience.
Well, Jasmine, I think it's, you know, it's great that you're so vocal about it and willing to share your experience, because I think all of us, or certainly a lot of us, have endured some level of this kind of cyberbullying, and it is terrible, and it really does affect people. And I know it wasn't easy for you when you're going through this, because it's very difficult to deal with. But I think it's great that you're speaking about it so publicly.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it's really important to raise awareness about it, because, to be quite honest, as I said, there's scenarios where people do take their own lives, and that is totally not okay, that people are allowed to voice whatever they think or feel, you know, under an Instagram picture or under a video or, you know, on a fake website, or making fake accounts where they impersonate someone else and message people and talk about people's family like that. It's a really serious matter. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a young woman, and so is other, you know, there's so many other young women as well on that website that are just trying to make it and make a difference. I mean, in Ireland and even globally, and there's no need to be subjected to such awful comments. It should be way more regulated and monitored. And if anyone is going through things like that, I urge you, please, like, you know, my mom said to me during that time, you know, Jasmine, we know who you are. So, you know, don't let other people who don't even know you have an effect. And I guess that is true, but it's very hard to stomach that at the time when you see those type of things written about you. Well, look, so I urge anyone, if they are going through something like that, to reach out to somebody, or, you know, to call Childline or to call a service, or there's so many charities in Ireland that will assist you with this.
Absolutely.
And you're not alone. I guess on this journey, there's so many people that are going through this, and it's actually awful.
It is. No, it's absolutely shocking. Jasmine, listen, thank you very much for your time here today on the programme, and for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.